CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Trump administration is barring Harvard University from enrolling foreign students. The thousands who are already there will have to transfer or leave the country. This student is upset.
I have a lot of friends who are international students. I don't want to see them go. I think that's sad.
More from CBS Boston's Christina Rex.
It is so scary.
Swedish international student Leo Dardan is set to graduate in May.
I look forward to the day of commencement for 4 years now. I hope I don't spend it in a detention center in Louisiana.
But DHS is demanding that Harvard report its international students to the government for alleged violence or illegal activity.
A California judge has blocked the Trump administration from terminating the legal status of international students, while a court case challenging previous terminations plays out. CBS's Jan Crawford reports the Supreme Court has blocked the creation of the nation's first religious charter school in Oklahoma.
They deadlocked 4-4, which means that the lower court ruling will stand, and that denied the state funding to this religious charter school, but it has no impact outside this case.
Justice Amy Coney Barrett recused herself from the case. She's friends with a professor who has argued religious charter schools should be allowed. Investigators say the gunman who killed two Israeli embassy employees in Washington, D.C. yelled "Free Palestine" as he was taken into custody. Former Florida Congressman Ted Deutsch is the CEO of the American Jewish Committee.
The most important response is going to be to show the resilience of the Jewish people and standing strong, standing proud as Jews, working with friends and allies to not tolerate anti-Semitism.
Police are investigating the shooting as a hate crime. Two people were killed and eight were injured when a private jet crashed into a military housing neighborhood in San Diego. CBS's Carter Evans is there.
It kind of skidded down the street here, and apparently it lost a lot of fuel, a lot of jet fuel. In fact, it still smells like jet fuel around here, and that caused a fire down the street, which lit several cars on fire.
It was foggy when that plane crashed. By a one-vote margin, House Republicans have approved President Trump's domestic policy bill packed with tax breaks. CBS's Nancy Cordes says it will face an uphill battle in the Senate.
There are some Senate Republicans who say this bill is going to have to change. There are some Republicans who feel that the Medicaid cuts are too draconian and too swift. And then you have some conservatives who say that this bill, despite what the president has been saying about it cutting the deficit, it actually adds to the debt fairly significantly, and they don't think that they can support it unless there are deeper cuts.
Stocks had been higher much of the day, but there's been a last-minute sell-off. Dow is down 1 point. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Public Works teams from seven Racine County communities converged in Wind Point this morning for a cleanup. The team effort was to clear out the village from the aftermath of a severe storm that downed hundreds of trees last week. Crews from Mount Pleasant, Racine, Sturtevant, Union Grove, and Caledonia used wood chippers and heavy equipment in a day-long cleanup coordinated at the village office. The 16-year-old charged in the shooting death of his younger brother in Racine is being held on a $150,000 cash bond. Pedro Saucedo will return to court next week. Investigators say their sister loaded the gun earlier that day with plans to use it to fire at a cemetery in remembrance of a deceased family member. A traffic study is still needed, but Wisconsin's first Buc-ee's is moving forward. Oak Creek's Common Council approved a conditional use permit this week for the Travel Center at I-94 and Elm Road. That's just north of the Milwaukee-Racine County line. If final approvals go through, officials say construction could start this summer. A major street in Sturtevant will be closed Saturday for the annual Memorial Day Parade. The parade, starting at 10, features a new route starting at 86th Street in Durand. Traffic on Highway 11 will be rerouted until the procession ends. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers scheduled to open a four-game series tonight in Pittsburgh that continues over the weekend. Yesterday, they lost to Baltimore 8-4 in extra innings and had to bring in Tyler Alexander again to close the game.
I was ready to go today. I mean, even though it was emergency and before the 11th, after McGill threw, it's tough losing no matter what. So that's never fun. And as close as this ball game was, it definitely hurts to lose.
The crew is back in Milwaukee on Monday, Memorial Day, against the Red Sox. At the NFL meetings, owners deciding not to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. Meanwhile, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked, did they think about bringing receiver Davante Adams back to Green Bay?
Anytime you have a player of that caliber, there's definitely conversations that go into it. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. He is the ultimate competitor and he treats practice like it's game day.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Mixed skies today with a small chance of spotty sprinkles. Otherwise, winds still breezy out of the north and high temperatures scraping the mid-50s. With mostly cloudy skies tonight, lows fall to about 40, and tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
On WRJN. Well, Father's Day is just a few weeks away and spending is projected to be down again this year to just under $180. In 2024, the average person planned to spend about $189 on gifts and celebrations. In 2023, the figure was $196 per person.
It's all right. to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and we've joined forces with the Racine County Eye to bring you the Racine's biggest local news team. Listen for headlines on WRJN and read the full stories at RacineCountyEye.com. Local news, stronger together.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Oh my God, you guys, Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Rain, wind, bugs. Outdoor golf's a gamble. At X-Golf Kenosha, the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no sunburn, and just $30 an hour all summer long. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf brings the course to you. Summer won't last forever, and neither will this deal. Book your tee time now at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
The Racine Raiders return home on Saturday, March 24th for 90s night at historic Corlick Field. The Raiders are winners of 30 straight games and look to extend that streak against their rivals from the South, the Illinois Cowboys. The Raiders will honor the 1995 National Championship team and play great music from the 90s all night long. The Raiders, Saturday, May 24th at 7 p.m. at historic Corlick Field. Be there.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our windsurfing regatta and music festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage, this year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Don't cry.
1962. It's the Four Seasons and Big Girls Don't Cry on WRJN. Do you remember that that song played in the opening scene of the 1987 movie Dirty Dancing, which was set 1 year later in 1963? The song also appears in the films The Main Event from 1979 and Mermaids from 1990.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only see that the joke was on me.
Different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Love and Spoonful, Summer in the City on WRJN. Well, before the Love and Spoonful, before Elvis and the Beatles, there was Sinatra, Nat King Cole, and Benny Goodman. And Lou Regani brings them all to life on Music of the Stars. Tune in Sunday morning, 7 a.m. till noon on WRJN for a charming mix of timeless tunes and unforgettable themes. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Public Works teams from seven Racine County communities converged in Wind Point this morning for a cleanup. The team effort was to clear out the village from the aftermath of a severe storm that downed hundreds of trees last week. Crews from Mount Pleasant, Racine, Sturtevant, Union Grove, and Caledonia used wood chippers and heavy equipment in a day-long cleanup coordinated at the village office. You've probably heard initial reviews. Lisa Hale has more about that Favre flick.
This week, Netflix released a documentary called The Fall of Favre, which focuses on former Packer quarterback Brett Favre's sex and welfare scandals.
People don't want most of that stuff to come out. People want their heroes.
The documentary, produced by Netflix and sports media company Front Office Sports, features interviews with former New York Jets employee Jen Sturger and former Sports Illustrated writer Peter King, among others. Netflix and Front Office Sports said Favre declined to be interviewed for the documentary. This isn't the first time a Netflix documentary has cast an unflattering light on a Northeast Wisconsin connection. The global streaming and entertainment company also produced Making a Murderer, focusing on the case of Stephen Avery, his nephew Brendan Dassey, and the investigation into the murder of Teresa Halbach in Manitowoc County.
Our Racine County parade route has been updated. Sturtevant's Memorial Day Parade steps off at 10 Saturday with a brand new route. It'll start at 86th Street and Durand, then go along Durand to 97th Street and beyond. It ends at South Park. People are invited to line the streets and honor veterans. Non-parade traffic will be rerouted off Durand until the parade concludes. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Mixed skies today with a small chance of spotty sprinkles. Otherwise, winds still breezy out of the north and high temperatures scraping the mid-50s. With mostly cloudy skies tonight, lows fall to about 40. And tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and my friend Robin is here. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
All right. What is the oldest thing in your freezer? I wouldn't even know. If you had asked me that, I'd have no idea.
I would have to say it's a bag of frozen fruit.
Frozen fruit, like it came bagged, or you froze fruit, like you froze fresh fruit?
Oh, ha, ha, ha. No, it came frozen. I think that's it. Let me think. I'm going through my freezer right now.
It'd still be good,
I think,
right?
That's, oh, yeah. Yeah, we put it in like TJ came over. He had a cocktail last night, and he put a couple of the frozen fruit in his drink.
Oh, okay. But it's still in there.
It's still in there, and then it's the oldest, but everybody keeps using it because it's easy to get at, and it's the biggest one, I think, too.
Isn't it, by the way, kind of off topic, but isn't it weird when you see your grown children drink?
Yes. Well, I'm used to it now because he's 32, and young, you know, I range from 27, 29, and 32. So, yes, it is, but I'm almost used to it.
Almost used to.
Almost, yeah. Right. Especially when he drinks my booze. Then I really notice it.
Mom's booze is the best because you don't have to pay for it.
Exactly. So, Buffalo Trace, he's buying me a new bottle soon.
All right. There's my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time on WRJ.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down. Can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat?
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Want to keep up with what's happening in Racine and beyond? Sign up for the WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. It's packed with news recaps, contest info, host features, local business highlights, and smart marketing tips. Sign up for free at WRJN.com.
Oh!
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You're going to want to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning. Don has with him Wilbert Kennedy. Wilbert is the head coach for the Racine Raiders. They'll preview this Saturday's matchup. Mike Clemens will be in to discuss the week in sports, and Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters will have movie news and this weekend's new movie releases. It's all coming up tomorrow morning, 6 till 9 on the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Collect new brewer swag designed by Wisconsin artists and T-shirt Tuesdays presented by Hupie and Abraham. Be one of the first 10,000 at the game on June 10th for a special shirt by artist Whitney Nettles. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
If you need to hire, it seems like the whole process can be exhausting. You search resumes, wait for the right candidates to apply, set up initial interviews. It's a lot of time and work. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates for your job the very next day? Now you can with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro is super easy to use. You simply pick a time, and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day. Best of all, you save time and energy.
Try Zip Intro for free right now at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow. Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Slow your Mustang down.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. And we're expecting Milwaukee Brewers baseball coming up next. Have a great night.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The man accused of fatally shooting two Israeli embassy employees in Washington, D.C. has just been charged with murder of foreign officials and two counts of first-degree murder, which could carry the death penalty. Janine Pirro is the acting U.S. attorney in D.C.
This is a horrific crime. And these crimes are not going to be tolerated by me and by this office.
People who know Ilyas Rodriguez say he had been outraged by the 2021 strangulation of a six-year-old Palestinian boy by a landlord in Chicago.
That's what the suspect in the attack that killed Yaron Leshinsky and Sarah Milgram yelled immediately after. But CBS News has learned Milgram was committed to bridging the gap between Israelis and Palestinians. While studying for her master's degree in international relations from American University, she interned at a nonprofit aiming to provide conflict dialogue to young Israelis and Palestinians. And she also pursued more studies and courses on peace building and education. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The Trump administration has revoked Harvard University's right to enroll